Hare Krishna. I was just talking about Bahulashtami and Bahula, although today is Radhakund Prakat, and we can celebrate that later. But it's also Bahulashtami. And interestingly, that Radhakund is in Bahulavan forest. And I think everyone's watching these little Krishna videos, so they all know the story of Bahula and how she was so true to her word. And she is the emblem of truthfulness, that even though a tiger caught her and wanted to eat her, somehow she was able to prevail on the tiger. Don't eat me. Let me go say goodbye to my calf, whose name was Tara. And then I'll come back the next day. Of course, it's interesting to note that this was a talking cow, and the tiger also talked. In fact, it seems like they spoke the same language. At least they could understand each other. And somehow the cow was able to prevail on the tiger, that I'll be back. And she did come back. She came back the next day after feeding her calf and saying goodbye. She came back. And, of course, the cowherdman, he also got wind of what was going on because he understood the language of cows. And so when Bahula came back, then the tiger was going to eat her. But then at the same time, then the calf appeared and the cowherdman appeared. So he was a little confused as to who he should eat. And in that time that he was speculating like that, finally Krishna also appeared. And Krishna saved them, although they seem to be different versions of the story. This is not found in the Bhagavatam, this story. This is, it's there in other Shastra, and it's certainly tradition, so it's authentic, it's bona fide, but Bhagavatam doesn't mention it. And over the fusida. Okay. Radle, Radle, Mir, took me in a minute to show them out. And some versions have it that the tiger was killed. The other one is that he was made into a devotee. But the real moral of the story is that Krishna was so pleased. He was so pleased with Bahula's truthfulness. Shazana Soldana Swana Kivak Kint.
Again.
And Bahula was Krishna was very pleased with her. One is because obviously she was true to her word, and which is a little more than truthfulness. It really requires integrity, that you value your life, your word, more than you value your life. There are a lot of material arguments why you shouldn't always keep your word. For instance, we see that Shukracharya, when Bali Maharaj said to Vaman Dev, yes, you can have 3 steps of land. Shukracharya says, you don't know what you're talking about. This is not just some dwarf. This is Krishna. He's going to take everything away. Bali Maharaj says, well, what can I do? I already gave my word. I said, that's all right. Shastra says, if your self-interest is compromised, then you can break your word. Of course, that's Karmakanda Shastra, not Srimad Bhagavatam. So, of course, Bali Maharaj didn't buy into that, and so he rejected his guru's advice. And that's a very interesting topic. But we see that this is not something that devotees don't do. In other words, they also sometimes consider their self-interest in preference to what real truth is. So they weigh out what are the pros and cons. But Bahula wasn't like that. She sacrificed. Obviously, the greatest self-interest is to protect your life. You don't have your life, you don't have anything. But she gave her word, and she stuck to it. She didn't compromise. And Krishna was very pleased. Now it's... There's a very similar statement in Ramayana, Ragukula Ritishada, that Lord Ramachandra says that even if one has to give up one's life, one should not forfeit one's word of honor. You should always keep your word. And perhaps amongst other qualities, this keeping of one's word is one of the most essential and fundamental. It's fundamental because everything depends on it. I mean, we're devotees, and of course, we're after the truth, the absolute truth. So you can't really be much of a seeker of truth if you can't keep your word. But over and above that, everything in a social framework actually depends on one's word of honor. It depends upon integrity. For example, just a minute. For example, in terms of family dealings, in terms of business transaction, in terms of that spiritual guru and disciple, in any of these transactions, integrity is the basis of everything. You do business, you can't do business unless you can trust the other person. And of course, nowadays, that trust is really minimal. So they have contracts and so many other things. In family relationship, children can't follow their parents if they don't trust in them. Whatever parents say, children have to have implicit faith in. Any relationship, all relationships, even international relationships, everything is dependent upon people having faith on their actually being truth. And when it's not there, then everything falls apart. So in Kali Yuga, truth is the last leg of Dharma standing, and it's going. My experience with Vaishnavas is that truth is an expendable commodity sometimes, unfortunately. and that's not good. We're meant to be the defenders of truth, not compromisers of truth. And so we should be very mindful of that and recognize how much Krishna appreciates truthfulness in animals, what to speak of in human beings. And of course we live in a world and a society, for instance, what came to mind earlier was the business of lawyers, particularly lawyers who go to a court, say there's some litigation. And of course there's such a thing as attorney-client privilege, which really says that an attorney doesn't have to disclose anything that his client tells him. So if someone killed somebody and they're in a court of law, and of course the attorney is defending that person, but in the meantime the client has told him how he went about killing whoever he killed, and the attorney knows it, and yet he's standing in a court of law defending that client. Why? For money. Self-interest. So this is the atmosphere of the world that we live in, and hard to resist that type of pressure, but we should take inspiration from Bahula on this Bahulashtami. Sure, there's a lot of spiritual things that we can learn on Radhakund Prakat and so many esoteric teachings, but you have to start at the beginning. And the beginning is that we know how to be truthful, we know how to have integrity, because integrity matters. Okay, that's it for today, and happy Radhakund Prakat Bahulashtami to everybody. Hare Krishna.